Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, it's gonna take plenty of money to do it right, child. It's gonna take time, a whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time.
Coming up at 8:20, we will talk to our hockey guy, Mike Milbury, as the Bruins get ready for the Maple Leafs in Game 1 on Saturday night. And that, I guess, would make this a Bruins Thursday here. Bruins Thursday here on the Greg Hill Show at WEEI. So Mike Milbury coming up at 8:20. Before that, though, at 7:20, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And that includes what Bill Belichick said when he showed up on Pat McAfee yesterday. And that may end up, I guess, if Pat McAfee gets his way, that may end up being a weekly thing during the season. That's what he wants. I know that Bill is joining the Manning companies or whatever they, Manning Inc., and will probably be a part of coverage all over the place during this season until he gets himself a job, which he will get a job. Guarantee you he is a head coach in the NFL next season. There's no way he's not.
I disagree.
Really?
I think after seeing him yesterday with Pat McAfee, I think he is going to be a full-time broadcaster.
You think he's happier doing that?
So whether much in happier. A booth or at a desk, he is going to be talking in the media constantly.
Shime, you and I are simpatico today. He looked so relaxed, so happy. Oh,
not, yeah. like he did when he used to walk in with us every morning?
Yes, he just looked like a new Bill. I think that he has found his retirement situation, and he's happy with it.
Right. Really?
Yeah.
He's
great
lighting,
too.
He would miss not coaching football every day. That's his life.
Yeah, but he still gets to talk about it and be a football historian, which
not
he also
same,
loves
though.
To do.
Yeah, that's true.
Not the same.
Oh, well,
like the
once
guy...
we get to our leads, we can get deep
okay,
into
all right,
this conversation.
All right, fine. We have leads, leftover leads. Courtney, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, everybody. And I would just say, happy Taylor Swift release day eve to all that celebrate.
Yes!
Tonight at midnight, the Tortured Poets Department comes out. Okay. 16 songs, one bonus track. Yeah. And if you're not a Swiftie, don't worry because you've got two features, one with Post Malone, who's everywhere right now. Post Malone is on every album that's being released, as well as Florence and the Machine. A music video will be released at 8 p.m. tomorrow. So if you're looking for me tomorrow, that is what I will be doing. I will be listening to the Tortured Poets Department. And hopefully, if Shime is in a good mood, we will get a rejoin tomorrow.
She, how many albums can one person put out? She puts out a new album every month.
It's unbelievable.
Like, she poops these things out like Octomom with the kids.
It worked for Drake. It's going to work for her, too.
Does she put any time and effort into them?
That's so impressive. But I also will say, what you're thinking right now is a lot of re-releases. So she's not rewriting a bunch of songs.
Okay, there's a money grab. Every single one of them is a money grab.
It's not all new tracks?
This is a new album. 16 new songs plus a bonus track.
Tomorrow I want to hear the one you hate.
Okay.
Is there a song about Travis Kelce on this album?
I think that that would be too much of a turnaround. I think this is all about her breakup with Joe Alwyn.
Oh, really? She has a full album on every dude she breaks up with her?
Yeah.
Also, like, what's the red flag if you've been broken up with by 90 different guys?
Well, she hasn't been broken up with all of them. Oh, she's broken up with some.
Really? Okay.
Back to December is about Taylor Lautner and how she regrets her decision to break up with him. And it's not a money grab. All the re-recordings is because she lost her rights to her own songs.
Oh my God.
Her stolen lullabies.
What she does is she goes, like, an album is 6 months old and she goes, "Hey Swifties, I've reworked this song." Ka-ching.
Wrong.
That's remastered it.
You're just so wrong. I can admit when I'm wrong. You guys should admit when you're wrong. These are her early songs. These are the ones
that she's re-releasing.
Because she lost the rights to them.
Right, so she makes money off them now.
Of course she makes money, should.
But that's Greg's point.
But as she should. Saying it's a money grab has negative connotation to it. This isn't negative.
Well, the only reason you would re-release the exact same song is to profit off of it.
Of course, because she doesn't want Scooter Braun to be profiting off of all of her, like I said, stolen lullabies. And if you were Curtis in high school writing and recording songs that then somebody else was profiting off of, I'm sure you would make sure that you re-recorded so you could make money off of it.
Well, I worked with some people that stole my ideas every day and then hated me, so I know how the feeling is.
She shouldn't have signed that 360 deal in high school.
You should re-release some of your best stuff from those years.
I'm going to re-release all my drunk tracks.
Now that you own all your masters. That's what
All right. Big day for you.
Midnight.
My God. Are you going to stay up and wait for it to come out, or are you going to listen to it on the way in tomorrow morning?
We have an event this evening.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited about tonight. We are going to the opening of the F1 arcade.
Yes.
The new one in the Seaport.
So.
Place looks sick.
Awesome. Looks like a great menu, great bar.
But the F1 stuff.
Well, yeah.
Like the Sim stuff.
Yep.
I'm all over the Sim tonight.
Can you drive stick?
Yes, of course I can drive stick.
Well, a lot of people can.
I'm a boomer.
A lot
or
of people
near boomer.
Can. I
is
love
that,
stick.
Is that what it is? It's just a bunch of F1 simulators?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Sims, place is, it's right across from me. I will be there every other day. All right. Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, your lead this morning?
All right, good morning. So, off of what Shime and Courtney said about seeing Bill and this is why he's retiring, well, they are going to be in for a rude awakening, because what we saw from Bill yesterday on the Pat McAfee show is why you'll see him back on those sidelines next year. He talked about, he was so happy and glowing about talking about the kickoff rule and what to look for with the new measurables when it comes to players that you'll have on the kickoff and kickoff return team. He was talking about the 50-50 quarterbacks, wide receivers, watching film. The one thing that I think this is doing for Bill is showing him and showing us how much he wants to be in an environment where he actually enjoys coaching.
Mm.
For an owner that is going to see how Bill is just like this new glowing, rejuvenated guy about football and say, that's the guy that we need to have with our organization. And I don't know where I saw this, but there were like reports or whatever. It was on, social media about Bill being interested in Dallas, the Eagles, and the Giants jobs for next year. But just the way he was talking about, with McAfee, he had this kind of grin on his face. And when McAfee started asking about, kickoff rules and this, and how he got into that.
Oh, my God. When he talks football,
mm-hmm.
There's nobody better.
And that's why...
It was like porn yesterday, yeah. Listening to him talk.
And that's why he... I think, and that's why he's gonna be back on those sidelines, because he's able.
I want Bill to re-release that draft tape.
Because you can only do so much as an analyst.
I think the narrative has been that Bill, the last whatever, you pick your poison, 5 years, 7 years, whatever, made everybody around him miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that the environment there in the form of Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft made him miserable?
I think it's possible that it did.
And in a new set of circumstances,
mm-hmm.
Bill would not be so miserable.
That's true. And one thing I heard this driving in, Amy Lawrence, she does the overnight, and I heard her talking about this. And it was interesting because they brought up a point about when Matt Rhule talked about him and how he went on for hours upon hours, and he made Matt Rhule like almost feel so dumb.
Yeah, we played that audio on the program.
No, I know that, but her point was,
he heard it again with Amy Lawrence.
No, but her point
she
was,
re-released it.
Her point was, people might be intimidated to have Bill in the building because they make him because he makes them feel dumb,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that was one of those scenarios where the Krafts felt like, this guy makes us look like an idiot.
Yeah, we don't have anything to do with going on. He's running everything, and he gets all the credit for it.
And he was a dink back to Jonathan Kraft, which if you're Bill Belichick and Jonathan Kraft is telling you how to do your job, don't you react the same way he would have?
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I have an idea for a landing spot. It would be the perfect ending of something that needs a perfect ending. Let's say the linebacker they hired after being the interim coach with the Raiders, Antonio Pierce, has a bad year.
Okay.
My guess is he's not making a ton of money, and that
pumpkin
pie haircutted freak loves spending money on coaches that he fires. What if Tom Brady's first order of business is to hire Bill Belichick as the Raiders' new head coach and general manager?
Wow.
He's already waxed poetic about the facilities, the Taj Mahal in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Dana White, also a local connection.
Yeah.
Would that be unbelievable?
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did the Wickersham article say? Bill's interested in the Eagles, interested in the Cowboys.
And interested in the Giants.
And interested in the Giants. So, all right, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
A federal appeal has been filed by the lawyers representing the terrorist who blew up the Boston Marathon, whose name we refuse to mention on this show and refuse to mention on the old show, seeking to stop the feds from taking the $4,200 that he currently has in his prison canteen account. Apparently, that terrorist has been sent over $26,000 by strangers who, for whatever ridiculous reason, want to send him money while he sits in prison.
Mm-hmm.
His sisters also continue to give him money. And this was somewhat surprising to me, a part of the $4,200 that he has left is the $1,400 that he got as a COVID relief payment
You're lying.
They gave him money
from the federal government.
Oh my god!
So, can I just ask anybody
that is so offensive
to justify to me at some point this morning? We're here till 10,
right?
Why a guy who blew up the Boston Marathon, it's not even, there's no question about the fact that he did it because he admitted it during his trial, proudly. Why was the government sending him a $1,400 COVID relief payment while he was in prison? Can somebody, is there any possible way, anybody on this show or anywhere else, anybody could explain that to me?
I don't get it.
I have so many. First of all, there should be a public listing of every a-hole on the planet that gave that guy a dime.
Yeah,
that should be a list that they are shamed with forever. And secondly, the next time somebody says, "Let's let the government figure it out," remember that they allowed this murderous terrorist, scumbag, to get $1,400. Unbelievable. And why is he still alive? What is going on? It's 11 years now.
Yep.
Oh, it's going to take forever to get to
and
him.
And I don't want to say blew up the marathon. He blew up children.
Yeah.
He blew up people.
That money, the $4,200 that he's sitting on now, the $26,000 that he was given, and he's blown through a large portion of it buying Doritos or whatever, that should have been given to the Richard family or the Campbell family or any.
Or just lit on fire. I don't care. Yeah. Just not to
right.
him.
Anybody yeah. but him.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Wow.
Those are today's leads. Thank you very much, guys. Coming up, we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Speaking of sports, here is Courtney and what is trending this hour.
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by New England Regional Turf Grass Foundation. The Red Sox get a win over the Guardians in their series finale, 2-0. The final from Fenway. Tanner Houck tossed a shutout, the first by a Red Sox pitcher at Fenway since 2017. Over 94 pitches, he gave up 0 runs on 3 hits while striking out 9. Some bad news for Garrett Whitlock. He's headed to the 15-day injured list with Alex Cora calling it a slight left oblique strain from Tuesday's game. Another one with the Guardians today at Fenway, 1:35 first pitch. You can hang out with Christian Arcana at 12:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. We're one step closer to finding out who the Celtics will have on Sunday. The Heat will host the Bulls tomorrow night with the winner of that matchup getting Boston. Jimmy Butler did go down with an apparent knee injury. He's set for an MRI. And the Bruins will kick off the postseason on Saturday with the Maple Leafs in town, 8 p.m. puck drop. And hey, New England golfers looking for some great courses to play this season, check out our live auction at teeupnewengland.com for some great golf. The auction is open from April 15th now until 9 p.m. on April 22nd. Remember, TEE-UPNewEngland.com. Better golf through turf research. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Absolutely sensational. Great job. I love that, Reed. You have, ever since the one little error, you have gone out of your way to nail it, and I think they're about to sell out.
Thank you so much.
45 degrees and cloudy, but it's always sunny at WEEI. Afternoon high of 50.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yesterday, we met and mutually agreed to part ways amicably. And like a good marriage, a successful head coach-owner relationship requires a lot of hard work. And I'm very proud that our partnership lasted for 24 years. I don't think in the NFL there's been any other partnership that lasted longer and has been as productive as ours.
We won't say retrograde. We'd shake the frame of your car. Now we know your name, but not who you are. It's all okay. There ain't a drop of bad blood. It's all my love. You got all my love. I'm still out here with the pills and the dogs. If you need me, dear, I'm the same as I was.
That was Robert Kraft a couple months ago. Has it been amicable? Has it ended amicably, Curtis?
No, and every day I read a story that Dan Wetzel writes at Yahoo about our local sports scene. I wish I was as smart as him. He just wrote an incredible column. I popped it in the Twitch chat. I tweeted it about the divorce. And this one paragraph sums it up better than I could before. If anything, Kraft should have been out there trying to drum up support for Belichick. He should have been his hype man. Instead, it seems like his loyalty was to his fellow billionaires, not the coach who did so much for him and his organization. Does that not encapsulate it perfectly?
Yep. Nails it.
He prioritized the relationship with Arthur effing blank over Bill Belichick, whose kid is still on your staff.
Yeah.
I mean, as Courtney brought up yesterday in a great point, if for nothing else, why are you creating a distraction when you told us all you did everything you could to get rid of him?
Listen, I think it's worse than that. I don't think it was prioritizing his relationship with Arthur Blank, mm-hmm. like doing Arthur Blank a favor. I think it was making sure that Bill wasn't coaching anywhere else, so he didn't win anywhere else, and so Robert Kraft didn't have egg on his face.
Amen. But boy, does he have double egg today.
But isn't he going to have egg on his face next year when Bill's able to coach? Right?
Yeah, unless he's going to be dialing for dollars and telling everybody that you can't trust this guy every time his name is mentioned when a job comes up.
Well, he'll still.
Is that what he's going to do? How long is he going to
do that? I think he's going to still do that.
But like he uses the marriage analogy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people get divorced and one of the spouses is calling up everybody that they might date and saying, hey, mm-hmm. here's the listing of the red flags on this guy. Like, right. I mean,
it's just a corrosive behavior. It's bad karma, and it will lead to further issues. It's okay if somebody outgrows you. It's fine. That's what we're all, aren't we all trying to grow and get better? Isn't that the goal every day? I mean, not all of us can be in bed with Bullet. We all are trying to get there. And when it comes to the Patriots organization, does Robert Kraft recognize when he slanders the name of Bill Belichick, he's selling the reputation of his own team?
I don't think so, because I think he's concerned about the way he looks and, mm-hmm. and the credit that he feels like he deserves.
But no matter where Belichick ends his coaching career, he will be synonymous with this organization the same way Brady is.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you want to hurt that guy's reputation?
Here is Coach... Coach from New Hampshire has put us on hold. Mm-hmm. I was trying to get the coach from New Hampshire. Coach, I came to you. All right. Shyam, let's get to They Said It, please.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it. Brought to you by AAA Work Trucks. Take the work out of your next work truck. AAAWorkTrucks.com.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Where do you want to start, Shyam? I'm assuming Bill Belichick.
Yep, Greg, that's exactly right. I want to stay right on theme here. We're going to start with Bill Belichick. And he told him and Pat McAfee apparently went to a dinner last week. And he told Pat McAfee something everybody does every day. Bill Belichick has never done.
I love hearing you break. I've gotten a chance to chat with Coach now a few times over the last few weeks. Had a great dinner last Thursday night. I went to the bathroom four times. He didn't go to the bathroom once.
Jeez.
Do you remember that, Coach?
You were drinking more than I was.
I was hammering some Jack and Dines. I tried to get him an espresso martini. Found out he hates coffee.
Okay.
Fair enough.
No, no idea. Right? Is that real?
Absolutely. Never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Wow. Now, listen. My guy, Foye,
mm-hmm.
is kind of upset because he says he asked this question first of Bill when Bill used to be on with them in the afternoon.
Right.
And he got this answer already. So no credit for my guy Foyer. But
come on, Pat.
Very interesting. There are some people, I don't know how people do it. Like, I have got to have a cup of coffee or my life is not the same every day.
I have to have more than one.
You do?
I mean, I do my Celsius in the morning and then I go into coffee. But Bill just is a different machine.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't drink coffee either.
Yeah.
Like that.
And Curtis went through a lot of his life never drinking coffee. Yeah. So I guess if you never get onto the coffee
but Curtis
train.
Curtis gets the caffeine from the Diet Cokes. So.
Right. So I used to have Diet Coke and now I have coffee. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, coffee, Bill, if you're listening, it changes your life. Like, I am now an addict. It's great.
Yeah. All right, what else?
I got one more from Bill I want you to listen to here because it may lend some insight into why a lot of us believe that Bill didn't want to draft Mac Jones. Because Bill talked about drafting quarterbacks and wide receivers in the first round, and he's a bit skeptical of it.
Yeah, you know, the draft is a fascinating event, especially the first day. And for the most part, teams have one pick. They have, you know, one choice there on Thursday night to do the best they can to improve their team, whatever that is, whether it's trade up, trade down, take a guy, whatever. And so it's, you know, it's an exciting day. You want to try to make the most of it. And honestly, you know, there are teams that look at it as they're willing to take more risk for more upside. And then other times you want the conservative pick and you want to, you know, I want to know that I got a good player. Maybe there's another guy on the board. It could be, you know, great, but maybe there's more of a chance that he could also not work out. So
No, these are all pros, Hall of Famers.
No matter what.
All of them.
Well, look, we know historically the wide receivers and quarterbacks in the first round are really a 50-50 proposition in the long run. And so, you know, that's what the stats will tell you.
Oh, there you go. Mm. If it is 50-50, always go with the quarterback.
I could listen to him talk about football all day long.
All right.
And there is nobody who has more knowledge. Mm-hmm. Nobody. When it comes to the game of football.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a shot at Gresh.
He sounds so happy.
Right.
He sounds so different than he was with us. And you know what? God love it. He doesn't have the stress of the whole entire thing over here on his back, he seems very happy. I don't agree with you, Courtney, that you think he enjoys this more than he enjoys coaching, that he would enjoy doing the McAfee show or doing the Manning cast. I don't think he would. I don't think that would satisfy him because his one love is football, probably second is Nike, but. I think he wants to coach again, but
I don't necessarily think he likes this more than coaching. I just think that at 72, this is an easier lift for him. And I think that
he's not an easy lift guy,
but
there are easy lift people and there are people that enjoy a challenge.
Right.
And I think he's evolved away from being obsessed with the challenge. We saw the taking days off from no days off and the way he sort of set up the off seasons, but I would just like to credit Pat McAfee. His show isn't really for me.
Mm-hmm.
No judgment zone.
Mm-hmm.
But the ability that he has to get close to these people, to now be close with Saban and Belichick, and the way he brings these people. He had Caitlin Clark on his show yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that is an impressive skill to, you know, grab dinner, wine, and dine, and then get Belichick on your McAfee draft night. It's pretty good.
See, the thing about...
Well, you almost got body moving on this show.
I mean, close, and I ran Bill out of town, so I'm 2-for-2.
I think we just need to do what Pat McAfee does.
I got Patrice Bergeron.
That's true.
Once.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I ruined that.
I got Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. I mean, it's impressive. We just need what's it called?
It's Bergeron. It's Patrice.
I mean, I had
you need to swear more. That's what gets him over the edge. He drops the cat.
Sometimes you get them, and then the question gets asked, and then they don't ever come
right.
back.
Yeah, but like the only question that anybody had at that time.
That's the way it goes.
But you know,
you got to ask the question, and sometimes they don't like it. That's the way it goes.
I mean, Jan would have answered the question, but we'll never know what she would have said, thanks to Ken.
And you know the interesting about Bill returning from coaching? It's not about the Pat McAfee and what he says and what we see. The things that, it's like I always say, you got to look for the nuggets with Bill. And the nuggets that show you that he really misses it is when he sits there and he talks for 3.5 hours. Almost 4 hours with Matt Rhule when there's no cameras around, nothing going on, and he's talking to the coaches. And like, that's the part that you can't simulate doing a hit once a week. And
I
when
think,
we,
I think the difference, though, is right. He's only been out of it for, what, like a month, maybe two?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, 6 months from now when he's been doing on-air stuff, I think that may change. You've heard guys like Tom Brady and Matthew Slater, and even Devin McCourty said it on our show, where, like, those first couple weeks and months out of retirement are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, as you're out of it more, you get into a new rhythm and a new routine. And, like, yeah, you miss it, but it's not necessarily as – you don't desire it quite as much.
Do you think he's so happy and so gregarious that he would come on with us? I'm going to make it my mission, Curtis.
Your moonshot?
I'm going to make it my moonshot.
I mean, you and he get along, and you're both obsessed with Nantucket.
Huh. Yeah.
Maybe do a road show on Nantucket. Get
maybe
Bill to come
could,
by.
That's what we could do is he loves the Cisco Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
He's not out in the Gen Pub. He's generally in the back, drinking in the back. So maybe we do a road show.
All right.
Nantucket, and see if Bill will join us.
Yeah. We have his number.
That'll be our moonshot.
Text him during the show.
That'll be our moonshot.
What do you want me to say to him?
Just say, Bill, like, hey, we loved you on Pat. We'd love to have you on, you know, post-mortem.
Right.
I'll shoot him a text.
And then just say, RKK, what an ass.
All right, what else, Shime?
All right, let's switch gears a little bit here. Let's go to the NBA, because Brad Stevens spoke to the media and talked about the Celtics team as they head into the playoffs, and that these guys have a certain mission in mind.
You know, I think, first of all, you can never expect that you're going to be 64-win team. I mean, that's a really hard threshold to meet, no matter how good you are, no matter how well-organized you are from a coaching standpoint, how many options you have from a playing standpoint. That's just a hard thing to do. So I don't know that that was my expectation, but being able to see what we're capable of on both ends of the court, you know, I'm not surprised that we can be a really good basketball team. You know, that doesn't guarantee anything. You've got to go out and continue to play well and earn it and do all those things. But we have, you know, we've got a lot of good players that want to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And that was pretty clear from the get-go. And, you know, I think our job is to try to fit it all together.
I mean, it's banner or bust, right?
Oh, it's championship or bust. And then it depends. No, it's getting to the championship.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Jesus, I gotta speak so, in a lingo that everyone.
So you're
it
okay
is
if they
getting
get
to the championship, and then we'll see how that plays out.
Pause.
Okay, so you're
yes.
okay. You're gonna be okay if they get to the finals and they lose.
It depends how they lose. Right? If they get to the final,
7 games.
If they lose in 7 games, Tatum has an unbelievable series and they just lose to a better Denver Nuggets team, and we kind of look and maybe we could say, okay, here's why they lost.
No.
We could be
no.
I could be
you can't do
it'll
you
be
can't,
disappointing, but I'll know they're right there.
You can't win 7 additional games in the regular season and beat up on teams. I you know, what are they, 3 times they beat teams by 50?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't do that and not win at all.
And I'm sorry, they're not losing a championship if Tatum has great games. If they lose, it will be on Tatum. So I don't think that you can have Tatum go off and them still lose.
I listened to Scal yesterday with Jones and Mago. He said the only thing that concerns him is that they are not this team is not organized down the stretch.
Well,
was what he said.
That's kind of a big thing this time of year, don't you think? I mean, and that was their only issue really last year, was being organized down the stretch. And, you know, Missoula, I will give a pass in a certain way where Missoula didn't have a full staff. It was haphazard after Ime left, all of that. There is no such excuse this playoff run. And it will either be Tatum or Missoula. That will be the fall person.
All right. That series begins Sunday, 1 o'clock.
Yep.
And you can watch it with us. It's a Celtics playoff basic brunch at the Playwright in Southeast. Starts at noon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still some tickets available. And you get all the food you can eat. We'll have some what are we, Aperol spritzing? Or,
oh, they have a good Aperol, blood orange Aperol spritz there.
Oh, Bill Belichick, espresso martini maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
And then the game starts at 1, and we will watch it with you. So get your gear on and come out with me and Courtney and Curtis. And
some Hennessy for all the other people.
Maybe. You coming?
Are
you in? Yes, they have Hennessy.
I might come.
We'll ask Julian to get you some Hennessy.
Yeah.
All right, anything else, Shine?
Yeah, I got one more quick one for you if you'd like. Here, Caitlin Clark. We mentioned her. She was on with Pat McAfee, but she also did her like introductory press conference.
Oh, is this? I think we're going to do this separately.
You
want
to do it later?
Yeah, because we're running up against it. I did not pass this to Shime.
Oh,
so
we're
that
up
is
against
my
the clock.
Yeah, so this was an old nemesis of our old morning show during Deflategate. One of the great idiots in America during that period has not gotten smarter in a new venture.
Okay, well, we can get to that later.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it as How Creepy Is It?
It was creepy.
This is Joe from Lowell. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
You're a Pat McAfee minus the tank top. I've been listening to you do interviews with these people for years, Greg. Mm-hmm. You're the master. You get in with them. You don't try to get them. You never get them in an I gotcha moment. Mm. And you're one of the best, bud. One of the best.
Joe, thank you. The tank top is really an issue for me just because of my upper body development.
The moves.
If I were able to work on that when it comes to the pecs and such, I would go tank top. All but right. Thank you. All right. Up next, Courtney, with today's news.
It's time for...
I am surprised, but I am not surprised.
The news.
You can visit Pity City, but you can't live there.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
We were all counting our hens before they checked. Track? They hatched.
The news is sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with four locations, including their newest in Woburn, with appointments as early as 7 a.m. Visit northeastmenshealth.com for more.
Japping away
on WEEI.
Mike Milbury coming up at 8:20 as the Bruins get ready for round one and game one on Saturday night. And if you don't mind, quick hello and thank you to Dwayne, who is streaming the show this morning on the job site in Waltham. So thank you, Dwayne. Thank you. Hello to everybody working hard. And you can stream this show every day. Just go to WEEI.com and you can stream to your heart's content. You can also, of course, listen on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Listen to us. Listen to every single local play-by-play of every single Red Sox game, including when we get a redundantly said complete game shutout. Courtney, news, where do you want to start?
We're going to start with that pipe bomb that we talked about that was thrown at the Satanic Temple in Salem.
Yes.
We had this in the news last week.
Christ.
Well, Sean Patrick Palmer from Oklahoma has been charged with throwing the explosive.
Wow.
So there was a 6-page handwritten letter that was found at the scene in a flower bed. In it, he said that he had been sent to smite Satan, he was willing to obey.
Wow.
So that's why he did it.
Dude drove all the way from Oklahoma?
Yep.
Or did he fly or take a bus? Or how, we don't know.
I'm not probably sure his travel plans.
He probably flew on the wings of angels, I mean, I would assume.
Yep.
One of God's warriors.
Take that, Satan.
Okay, all right.
We can hear from Temple co-founder Lucian Greaves on CBS Boston.
I'm relieved that they got this guy. I am concerned that I feel like we're in a cultural moment right now where people are at a hysterical pitch, and I feel like that's only going to get worse up until the election. But as for now, we can rest easy knowing at least this guy is in custody.
Okay.
All about the election.
I know. What does the election have to do with this? Just talk about shoehorning it in.
Okay, what else?
Seven jurors were seated on the second day of jury selection for the Karen Reed trial. That's 11 total. We need 16 to get this thing rolling. They've had about 90 prospective jurors from that pool. 70 said that they knew about the case, but only 25 said they had an opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, give me a break. Mm-hmm. Here's Judge Beverly in the courtroom from WHDH.
Our system of justice simply would not work without you, and we appreciate that you're here today, ready, willing, and able to serve if called upon to do so. John Adams said that we are a government of laws, not of men, and that the law must be deaf to the clamoring of the public.
Now, you have to undertake like 8 weeks, 9 weeks, whatever it is.
Yes.
If you're going to be on this jury.
Right.
So I'm sure a lot of people are not willing to give up that time.
But, that would be.
They should be done with that today. Yesterday, Karen Reed showed up and she winked when she was walking into court to the reporters.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was eating in the court. And they're saying that that's very disrespectful.
Yeah, very, very
I don't, I mean, why wouldn't, if you were, if, listen, it depends on what happened, I guess. We'll find out when the verdict comes in. But if you were wrongly accused of this.
It's cockiness. They always say you want to look like, obviously, whatever it is, you're extremely saddened by the moment. You don't want to be dressed in a certain way. You don't
come on.
I kind of appreciate it.
That's the way it works.
If she was framed for this, I kind of appreciate that the lawyers are not telling her to dress a certain way, act a certain way, be a certain way, to just be herself. Because you see so many times people are accused of doing heinous crimes, and they're guilty for it, and they come in looking all meek, and they're all of a sudden wearing glasses that they've never worn before, and you know they look like nuns
trying to get the sympathy from the jury. That's the thing.
But doesn't need the sympathy, she's saying like, I did not do this, so I don't need your sympathy.
But the problem is, you're saying you didn't do it, which, you know, if you like, but there are people that are on the jury that might look and go, wow, she's super like cocky and confident to be doing this. It's really a fascinating thing when you kind of sit back and you look at it, like, it's really, people are being judged by a jury of people that in a world that we live in, it is really probably extremely difficult to find people that can be biased and be right down the middle.
Not be biased.
Excuse me, not be biased.
Yeah.
Imagine that that's the world that we live in, that we're still doing this. Like, I feel like there could be a better way.
But somebody's going to judge it because you happen to be attractive and you're winking and you're eating, like, that's ridiculous. So
I mean, the only thing that matters is if she actually committed the crime. I don't think any of this will really matter in the end.
All right, well, I can't wait.
Yep.
What else?
The defense in the Brian Koberger case presented an alibi yesterday. Brian Koberger is the alleged killer in the University of Idaho murder of four students back in 2022. The defense plans to offer a cell phone tower and radio frequency expert to corroborate the alibi that the cell towers, the ringing to the cell towers, was just from him driving west of Moscow, Idaho, as he often did, to hike and run and or see the moon and stars.
Oh, okay.
He's an amateur astronomer.
Yep.
Is that what it is? Astronomer. So he is out oftentimes at night.
Yep.
Just driving around random college campuses.
Looking at the stars.
Complete coincidence.
Trying to hike. He's a big night hiker. Yep.
Did he wink?
I don't know much. I hope he's found guilty, because I'm pretty sure he did this. But if I were him, I would hire a new defense attorney. You had a year, and he says that you're an amateur astrologist?
Yeah.
Yikes.
The stars were incredible that night. He got confused.
I could see Orion's belt.
It's crazy, because if you actually follow this case, they didn't just ring at night and then the cell phone went off the radar for the times that these murders seemingly happened.
Uh-huh.
But then it rang the next morning in the same area, driving by the house before the bodies were even found.
Right. He was there again, seeing who was there, looking into the house after he committed the
murder. Weren't there people in the house?
There were two other roommates that were not killed.
They saw the guy.
One of them.
Like, one of them saw him.
Oh, did they ID this guy?
Well, he was wearing a mask.
Bushy eyebrows.
If your alibi doesn't involve another person, like, I wouldn't offer it.
Right.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
So maybe he was confused. He thought that was the eclipse night, maybe.
maybe.
Getting close. No filter. Dope, I got Corona. There it is. Diamond Belly's beads. Belly's beads, diamond ring. Look at that. Corona. Totality.
Yeah.
Totality.
Totality.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to get him on the show. That's my moonshot.
What else, Courtney?
Curtis, we have an answer for your question about how much the new chief climate officer for Boston will make.
I was having such a nice day.
Yeah, Brian Sweat from Newton. He will look to reduce carbon emissions by 2050.
Oh, good.
And will be making $195,000 annually.
Wow. I'm going to go kill myself.
More than Caitlin Clark.
Yep, more than Caitlin Clark. We can hear from Brian Sweat.
We need to continue to provide ways of folks getting around the city that aren't gas-fired cars. It's an evolution, really, of Boston's nation-leading work in organizing the cabinet officials to hold ourselves accountable.
She should have became this, what's it called again?
The
Chief Climate Officer.
She should have became that instead of going to the Indiana Fever.
You know when they say essential personnel only in the middle of a snowstorm? Is there anything less essential than the guy that's trying to limit carbon emissions by 2050?
Well, if you would stop driving your gasoline-powered automobile, we won't have to worry about snowstorms.
And, of course, he's from Newton. Is he going to be commuting on the T? I would hope. He better not be driving to the city hall.
So, dude is collecting $200,000 to figure out how a major top 10 city can operate without any kind of cars or trucks.
Yeah. I have an idea. Go work on the T. Get the public transit system actually functioning so that people aren't all driving on the roads you've condensed into half the lanes useful for cars to travel upon, and then the carbon emissions will decline. Until the public transit system actually functions, go home and don't collect a paycheck.
Good thing is you're not worked up about it.
But $200,000 of our money is going to a ridiculous guy that's just going to sit there and like regurgitate NPR talking points?
I agree. It's ridiculous. All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll get to the rest of the news coming up.
Perfect.
Then Mike Milbury at 8:20 as we get ready
I love when Mike comes
on. For the Bruins. Another call for the Bruins Thursday drop, Shyam. I mean, I think that's going to be our playoff go-to. Bruins Thursday here. Okay, all right. Mike Milbury at 8:20 on today's show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.